Hey, lovely people. This is GMB, repping the Secondhand Clothes Sellers Association. You have yours truly, God Live, with my co-host,
Brian.
Today, we're bringing you some more fire, man. This is episode 5, and we're going hard. We're going too hard this time, because we're about to talk about the disadvantages of secondhand clothes. Mr. Brian,
Yeah. What
you have to tell your people?
Like you mentioned before the podcast, you said that the outlook is what people have an issue with. Generally, people have a feeling when you're buying secondhand clothes. When they see you bending down at La Paz or the Bridge at Circle, they think that, oh, okay, this is where she shops, this is where he shops. But like we've established previously, there's nothing entirely wrong with them.
Exactly. Like, I don't have a problem with secondhand clothes. Personally, I have a lot of clothes that are secondhand. But the thing is, people have this preconceived notion about secondhand clothes. Like, if I see you buying stuff like that, then it is deemed inferior.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we have that, we've termed that secondhand clothes, like we stated earlier, does not necessarily mean that the clothes are inferior.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, you know, we have put it in a little box that seeing people bending down buying clothes or not in a mall or supermarket or boutique, then whatever they are buying is inferior, which is so wrong. You cannot think that.
But then again, if we are to be really, really serious,
yeah,
there are some stuff I have considered for the podcast, and I realized that there are some countries that have banned secondhand clothes exploitation because they are afraid it's
really
a public health concern. Yes.
Wow.
Having to wear clothes that somebody might have worn before is a public health concern. And also with the coronavirus issue, people are not very keen on, in some countries, very keen on using secondhand clothes. In areas like Ghana that is thriving with the business, other countries, don't quote me on this, I forget where, my bad. But as some other countries are not too big on this, they've banned the importation of secondhand clothes even before the COVID era. And also, some secondhand clothes, they do have issues. They are worn. Some of them are torn. And with the exposure of the sun, some of them are faded sometimes.
That's the thing though, but Brian, we can state clearly that we have bought stuff from boutiques and other high-end stores where their stuff, you buy the stuff from there, come home, and then you see some flaws in the stuff that you bought.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just limit those tidbits to secondhand clothes just because you found a problem with it. So it's just you're labeling that as a secondhand clothes thing.
But you know, that also comes with a return policy, because if you buy your stuff in a store, most likely you could return it and say, hey, bought this.
Sure enough.
The spot where you met that secondhand clothes joint, that guy could have been gone from there. Some of them are wandering salesmen, and some of them have to pay a levy for the position they are in, and they can get expensive sometimes. So why sit at one place when you can wander around, you see? So
you're right.
The return policy for the secondhand clothes sometimes is not as durable, it's not as robust or as flexible as when you buy from a boutique. So that could be counted as a disadvantage.
That is definitely a disadvantage, if you ask me. That's because even though I'm getting it at a very affordable price, yes, you still promise me durability and for me to have the clothes that I like. So if I buy it from you and then I go home and it's not what I thought it was, I could definitely bring it back. And secondhand clothes sellers usually don't have that policy or warranty. So I understand your position.
What is your position on the fact that one can contract some illness from secondhand clothes? Personally, I've not seen anybody who got sick from wearing secondhand clothes. I don't know, viruses cannot last long outside the body. So
again, you know how we stated that not all secondhand, like the key word in that is not all secondhand clothes have been worn.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of that nature. Some may have been worn, or I mean we are smart enough to know that some of them may have been worn.
Most
so
death,
since that is the case, then we can also say that diseases could be transmitted through that way. I mean, we're not scientists here, but we can just state that that could happen.
Yeah.
But like I said, me personally, I have
a dealer.
I have a dealer, a special dealer that brings me these stuff, and he has guaranteed me that I will not have to deal with these type of defects and stuff like that.
I've not met any single person who got sick from wearing secondhand clothes.
Yes, but we can't state that it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
but we don't have that experience, and that's a good thing.
So I have a question for you as well, and for me as well. When did you last wear an attire that was handmade, that was sewn? In Ghana, back at Enape. When did you last wear an attire that was sewn by a person, handmade?
I'll say quite recently. I lost my uncle, and we had to buy the material for the funeral. So, excuse me. So I took the material to my tailor to be sewn. So yeah, just quite recently, about a week or two ago.
Now humor me on this, okay? Some people believe that secondhand clothes or these kind of attires trivializes clothing in general. So now everybody can get access to something to wear, okay? So now the dressmakers don't get as much as patronage as they did before, because why spend 100 cedis on an attire when you can use that 100 cedis to get like 12 pairs of jeans and then eight crop tops?
Well, there's preference, you know? There's preference at the highest degree, depending on what you like. You still have people that, no matter what, they don't have time to wait and do all of that, so they would rather have this secondhand clothes or whatever you call it. They deal with the people that they deal with to get them, instead of having to wait to get a material or jeans material or jeans cloth to sew and stuff like that. You have people. It's all about preference. That is really about. It's a general preference.
Okay, and then also, with these kind of clothes, secondhand clothing, they have a one size fits all approach. So you have a pair of jeans, and the next door is somebody who can alter jeans to, you know, fit your size. But then it becomes a hassle. You buy an attire, and it's a gamble to see if it fits you or not. You see. So don't you think that aspect is lacking as compared to dressmaking? Because dressmaking is more on specifics. They can tailor something to fit you exactly from head to toe. It's your perfect match.
I understand that perfectly. But let's take a situation where you get called for job interview, right?
Right.
And you need an attire to wear.
Okay.
Right now, you need one right now. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go buy cloth and take to the tailor to sew for you and this, that, and the third, or you just gonna go to the second hand? You see, everything comes with its own advantages and disadvantages. In this position, you're more likely to deal with the ready-made, the one that is already made, the secondhand clothing, more so than the tailor, wait for the tailor-made joint. You understand that?
Okay. But doesn't this put, I know you mentioned preference, but doesn't this put the dressmaker at a disadvantage then?
Well, I'm sure if you know, like you said, next podcast is going to be about dressmaking and this fashion stuff. But like you said, it's always about preference. And I'm sure if we ask the dressmaker, he will also tell you how booming that business is.
Most
definitely. Because you have people
who like that stuff.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Like you said, remember you mentioned one of the alumni that always come on campus. Abdul Rahman. Every time he comes on campus, it's like he wears tailor-made stuff. You know, the kaftans. He just has different kaftans. Always like that. I've never seen him in any casual stuff.
Okay.
You know, that's the point.
So, you know, even though people may also tend to look down on dressmakers, if you look at it critically, you can also assume that it's for a class of people who can afford the time and money for tailor-made clothes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. That's my point on that. That's my stand.
I see. So, give and take. We are not very big on the disadvantages of secondhand clothes, but here we've presented to you what we think, so you can scour through and tell us what you think in the comments. So, it's been Brian and Godliv. We've enjoyed talking to you. This may or may not be our last podcast, but keep an eye open for us.
This is definitely not our last podcast. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at JBZ_ABM. We will bring you a lot of stuff for you to follow. Stay safe.
You're out. Peace.